Good morning. Welcome to the call. This is Minister Wanda. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, first of all, to tell you that we love you, we bless you, we thank you, and we need you, Lord. You are so good and so worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is to be praised. And Father, we will praise you in the midst of anything, everything. We know we have the victory no matter what it looks like or seems like. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for touching her body, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord. We thank you that by your stripes she is healed. No matter what it looked like or seemed like, the victory is already won. And we also thank you, Father, for Pastor V. Oh, she is so precious. Mother Eagle, Lord, we thank you for her, Lord. We thank you so much for giving them the vision, Lord, bringing us together in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask that you would just bestow a special blessing upon them. You know what they need, our Father. We ask that you would grant it to them in the name of Jesus and give them the desires of their heart, Father. And then, Father God, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father, for giving him the vision, Lord. We thank you and we ask you, Father, to bless him and his wife and family as well in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would just look upon each and every person under the sound of my voice. Bless them as well, Lord, in Jesus' name. Have thine own way on the call today. Use the speaker, use the host, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we won't fail to praise you. Let the word fall on good ground and be hidden in our hearts that we won't sin against you. Thank you, Father, for now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We believe in you. Some I believe in you to make it to the trip, Lord. We thank you for blessing them to make it to the conference. In the name of Jesus, we love you so much and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Well, good morning to the TMC family, and good morning, Minister Wanda, and thank you this morning for greeting us and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, home of the Indy 500, which that race is taking place this weekend, and there are people from across the world here in our great state. Well, TMC family, I'd like to give you a little bit of history about this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, known as Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And the scripture for this call is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website for this call, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers, so that you would be able to go back and re-listen to the word of the Lord. The theme for this year is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And Master's Call family, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Wanda did this morning, or as a host, as I am doing right now, or to just share a word from the Lord, You may even have a prayer request or praise reports. Please submit them, all of that information, to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, you asked what brought us all together and how this call got started. It was through a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier. Our VP of Sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, is spearheading a Project 500 and has a presentation call. That call is 24 hours, and the number for that call is 641-715-3900. And the PIN for that call is 904-434-POUND. Again, that number is 641-715-3900 with a PIN of 904-434-POUND. Now, if you have been on this call, you have been hearing for the past several months about a conference that is coming up, and time is drawing nigh for the great Ignite Conference in Houston, Texas. All roads lead to Houston, June 10th and 11th, at the Sheraton Hotel, 15700 John F. Kennedy Boulevard at Bush International Airport. To register for this call, you would go to www.events.artistlife.com, and I encourage you all to get ready registered for that conference. It will be a phenomenal event. The New Morning Motivational Call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. That call was originated by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook. It is conducted by a team of great, great leaders that are giving vital information. And the number for that call is 641-715-3865. And the PIN number for that call is 539-598-POUND. Again, that number is 641-715-3865 with a PIN number of 539-598-POUND. Well, at this time, I'd like to get out of the way for our speaker this morning. And so with no further ado, I'd like to introduce you to God's mouthpiece and his servant this morning, Minister Ada Lavette Grace. Now, let me tell you just a little bit about Minister Ada. Minister Ada Grace is a humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York, with her wonderful husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God, and Minister Ada wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and most of all, live the Word. Now, without any further ado, I'd like to bring to the forefront so that she can deliver what God has placed in her belly. Minister Ada, are you there?
I am here. Minister Jackie, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Go forth and deliver God's word.
Amen. Thank you so much, and you did an awesome job, Minister Jackie. Great job. Thank you so much for that kind introduction. I so love and appreciate you so very much and my entire TMC family. And then I want to give a Chicago homegirl shout out to Minister Wanda for greeting and seating us in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for with the evidence of things not seen. Amen. One of my favorite scriptures. Well, good morning to you all. I am so excited this morning. Me and Doug, I've been up since about 4 this morning, and we had our walk in the park together, and I am so thankful for an opportunity to come before you, and I must honor the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for giving me an opportunity. I do not take it lightly when I come before you. When I was with you before earlier this month, I'm going right back to that, but if I was to title my message today, it would be part 2 of what I started, but this title today is Here I Am. Let me pray. Father God, I thank you for once again an opportunity to speak to these, your people. I pray that they will hear your word today, apply your word, live your word, believe the word, speak the word. Now I step down and I allow your Holy Spirit to come and minister as he would. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, would you be so kind as to please turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter, Romans 8 and 28. And we're going to read a very familiar passage of Scripture, and then we're going to go back to 1 Samuel. So Romans 8, the 28th verse through the 30th, and this is how it reads. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. To God be the glory. You know our theme here on the TMC is in 2016, that's this year, that's the year that we're living in right now in the Lord, in the year of our Lord. Our mission, our theme is through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, right where you are now, I know some of you may be at work and you may have to say this silently in your spirit, but I want you to repeat that right after me. In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. One more time. In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now I want you to turn with me to 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. And I'm going to stay within my allowed time, so we're going to move a little quickly through here. And just to give you a backdrop, Samuel is the son of Hannah. If you read and go back and read the first chapter of Samuel, Hannah had prayed to the Lord. She was praying and so much that Eli, the priest, thought that she was drunk because she was just bearing her soul before the Lord because she wanted a child. And the Bible says that Hannah was barren. So she was praying for a man child. And Samuel, God answered her prayer and gave her Samuel. So this is who we're talking about this morning. So read with me here, starting with the first verse. Now, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. And the lamp of God had not yet gone out. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here am I. Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." But Eli said, "I did not call you. go back and lie down. And so he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, I did not call you. Go back and lie down." Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel a third time, something about the number three. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. And so Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood there as at the other time, saying, "Samuel, Samuel." Let me stop right there. I want to paint a picture for you. When I was a little girl, we lived in a house that had three floors on them, the main floor, the upstairs, and the basement. And in the home was a laundry chute. Now, me and my sisters, our bedrooms were on the top floor. Mama and my father and my brothers were on the main floor. But the laundry room was in the basement. And this was before cell phones. So when my mom wanted us, she would go to the laundry chute, and she would open up the little door, and she would call up. And I grew up with my family calling me by my middle name, which is Lavette. And she would say, "Lavette, Lavette, I want you to come down." And I would hear it, and I would open up the door, and I would say, "Okay, Ma, I hear you. I'm coming down." I stopped by the master's call this morning to say, God is calling you to do something great. And my question to you this morning, TMC, are you listening? Are you listening for the call that God has on your life? You see, in our text today, we see a little boy who his mama prayed for him. "I am a praying mother. I pray daily for my children. I pray for my grandchildren. I pray for your children. I pray a lot," okay? I spend lots of time in prayer. And God has been revealing to me that we need to go deeper in him in the Word of God. And so as you can see in this text, that Eli the priest is the older gentleman who at first didn't understand what was going on. And if you go on, I can't go on for the sake of time, but I really stopped by the master's call today to encourage you to listen to what God is calling on you to do. You see, we're all called to do something. We have our careers, so we have our calling as far as what we do for a living, but you have a spiritual calling. And the only way you can determine what your spiritual calling is to spend time with the Lord and to spend time with his people. And so this is a message of really a call to you to spend more time in prayer. I don't know who I stopped by to say today that the Father God will not compete with the time that you spend on Facebook or social media. Not that any of those things are wrong, but sometimes when we think about a course of the day and we think about how much time are we really spending in prayer. Because of the call that is on my life, I recognize that I have to spend a lot of time in prayer. I have to be clear, get clarity from the Lord through his spirit of what he would have me to do as the co-owner of Ergo Productions with my husband, as a mother who love her now four grown children, but still prays for them and share wisdom with them, and then my precious grandkids. And so really this message is about, I got to ask the question to you, how much time are you spending with the Lord so that you can hear him clearly? Amen. As we saw in the story here, when God called Samuel, he was just a boy. He was a young boy. And so Eli, the priest at the time, he was under his leadership. And that's my next point I want to talk to you all about this morning. If you are not connected to a Bible teaching church with a great leader who speaks the word of God, who teaches the word of God, I recommend that you get connected. You see, Eli was getting the instruction and training. His mother vowed that if God gave him a man child, that he would serve the Lord. But in order to serve the Lord, you've got to know the Lord. And now I want to give a special instruction to the parents on this line. If you have young children, teach them in the way of the Lord. Take them to church. Pray with them. Pray for them. Before you know it, they'll be adults, and that instruction has to come from you. I am truly, as I love my TMC family so much, the Lord pressed upon my heart today that today is Friday. This is the day that we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. We are here to stand in agreement with you about what is going on with you. Now, it amazes me so many times when I have an opportunity to be on this call on Friday, how so many people do not take the time to pray, to take the time. We are here for you. Now, I do understand that some of you may be at work. You sent us an email. You sent us a text. It is time, TMC, for us to pray like never before. We need to come together in prayer. I'm going to give you a couple of takeaways as I prepare to close my message today. I just feel led of the Lord to do what he's called me to do. And there is someone on this call today who really is in a place at a crossroad, if you will, of some major decisions. And you need, I ask you, I plead with you to remain on this line so that we can pray with you. So the first takeaway is, when God calls you, I want you to answer him. I want you to answer him with your worship. I want you to answer him by serving him. I want you to answer him by giving and loving and caring for the body of Christ. To serve the body of Christ is a privilege and an honor. In the first scripture where it talks about how, in verse 1, it says, in those days the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. I looked up the word rare. Unusually fine, excellent, splendid. Do you know that you are a rare jewel to God? You are so precious to him. He loves you with an everlasting love. The second takeaway, make sure that you take time to pray. Sometimes praying is being quiet and silent so that you can hear. When you're running around doing this and doing that and moving so fast, not taking time to pray, your life will soon be simply out of control. I see so many times when people are so out of balance. The best way to center your life, my dear brother, my dear sister, is to pray. As we saw in the text, Eli and Samuel were lying down. I don't know about you all, but when I got stuff going on, sometimes the best thing for me to do is to lie down. Amen, somebody. So the next takeaway would be rest in the Lord. Stop and pray. At this time, because of my time is well spent, I am going to now turn the call back over to wonderful, beautiful, our Silver Fox, Minister Jackie.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for such a powerful word. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord, use me. Master's Call family, let's go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for that Rhema word this morning. We thank you for your powerful servant that delivered us such a message. We ask that you increase in her, Lord, and continually use her to share your word. We're asking you, Lord, as we go into this holiday season this weekend, that you cover each and every one of us and our families, Lord, under your blood to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for those that have paved the way for our country and the celebration that we are having this weekend to celebrate them to help make this country a great nation. We ask that you bless all families, all participants. God, we ask you that you continue to cover each and every one of us. Lord, open our ears to hear your words, and even open up our hearts to receive your words. And let us go out and be that minister in the marketplace that you are calling for, Lord Jesus. We ask you to watch over and to continually strengthen Pastor P.K. Roberts as she recuperates, because we know, Lord Jesus, through your word, we know that she is healed. And now she is just strengthening herself so that she would come out even better than she was before. We asked you to watch over Platinum President Dorothy Cook, Lord. God, give her peace, Lord, because a mother's love is only beneath that of your love for us. We asked you to anoint and bless her son, Leroy. By your stripes, he is healed, and we are decreeing and declaring that it is so. Lord, we thank you for that word this morning. Let it be received, and not only received, but let us apply it to our life and live it in our life. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you in your magnificent name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, Master's Call family, there is a part two to this call this morning, and as Minister Ada stated in her message this morning, we will be receiving verbally your prayer request and your praise reports after this call, and that will be hosted by our very own Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. And I do have a correction to the announcements earlier. Until May 31st, there will be a call by our Vice President of Marketing, Clement Boyd, at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That Blitz call, the number for that call is 712-432-1699, and the PIN number for that call is 857-150-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1699, the PIN 857-150. Again, I'd like to thank Minister Wanda for that wonderful tag this morning, Now Faith. Thank you for seating and greeting our Master Call listener. And Minister Ada, I'd like to really give thanks unto you for letting God use you as his instruments to bring us that word, here I am. So at this time, I'd like to have Minister Ada come back and close out our call, and then we will go into our second phase of the call with Pastor Vanessa. Minister Ada.
Amen. God bless you richly, Minister Jackie. So appreciate you. You did a great, great, phenomenal job. And thank you, Wanda, Minister Wanda, for your greetingness. And with that tag, now faith is the substance of things hoped for with the evidence not seen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for these, your people. I pray that we would take more time to pray. I believe it would make all the difference, not only in our country, but around the world. We thank you for the Master's call, and we thank you for this message today. In Jesus' name, let us not only hear it, but apply it. Let us spend more time in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen. And now we will turn the call over to the wonderful, the beautiful, the anointed, and the appointed co-founder, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Here I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for that awesome, awesome word. I appreciate you, Minister Ada. Always celebrate when you come with a word. Never take you for granted. Guys, she works so diligently still with Amtrak, but always sends in her schedule of her days off so that she can serve, and that's truly someone with a servant's heart. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that powerful word this morning. And a big shout out to my Silver Fox for her first time hosting this morning. I mean, greeting you hosting this morning. You did an awesome job. I just sat here, just Mother Eagle was just gleaming and grinning, I tell you, just to see from whence you came. You did a phenomenal job. Miss Jackie Henderson, with your busy city in Indianapolis this Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, I'm going to give you a little testimony, too. When she came to us years ago, she was just at a place where she just really needed to get back plugged in with the Lord. And that's why this call is so important. You never know where people are. And look at her today, hosting the call, doing a phenomenal job, so clear and articulate this morning. I am so godly proud of you. And I'm just asking the Lord to continue to stir up the gifts inside of you. You've gotten plugged in leadership in your church now. So we just know greater things are to come. And then from the Windy City, Miss Wanda, thank you, thank you, thank you for just greeting all of God's people. And we always love your energy and your animation of the Holy Ghost because you love it so much. So I have just nothing but joy in my heart this Memorial Day weekend for an awesome team of people who every day get on the front line, first for the Lord, then the Master's Call in Artists International. Well, you know what Fridays are. We take praise reports and prayer requests. Dr. PK and I, when we started this journey, wow, I can't believe it, back in 2010, in October 25th, that was literally the exact first call, we were very clear that we wanted a day, a time, where you could come with your prayer request. And then we definitely wanted you to come back as we celebrated our praise report so others could be encouraged of what the Lord has done. So that's the time right now. I want you to hit *6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. This is Memorial Day weekend. It's not just about cookouts, barbecues, and us eating all off our healthy regimen, but it is about building that memorial of celebrating those who many paid the ultimate price of their life for the protection of this country in all of our armed services. Sometimes we are so three-day weekend-minded, we forget the reason for the season. So I really want to make sure in your busyness and being with family is great and all the traveling, looking at all the lines already at the airport of people traveling. Don't ever forget, like about our Lord and Savior, don't ever forget the supreme sacrifices that others have made so that we can be free, and the ultimate sacrifice of our Lord and Savior to be free indeed. All right, no one's coming to queue yet. I want you to hit a *6 and 1. We are praying for our co-founder earnestly, Dr. P.K. Roberts, speaking out, calling out her name, speaking the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue into her body, and definitely for her getting that quality rest. We're praying intensely for our upcoming Artist Ignite conference coming up June 10th and 11th in Big H Town in Houston, Texas. We are so excited about all of you all coming from all over the country and out of the country. We got some Canada, some people from the Caribbean islands coming. I was teasing Anastasia. Many of you may know or not know our platinum president, you know, taking that product, doing that Ultimati cleanse and getting really healthy. Five of them, including her, are pregnant, who were many told they were not going to ever have kids. Got their system cleaned out and cleaned up, and bam, there we are, blessings all the way. So keep all of them in prayer down there. She won't be able to make it because she can't travel at this time, but I thought that was such a powerful praise report, not one, but five. And two of them were explicitly told that they could never have children. But, you know, when you get your little tubes cleaned out and you do that Ultrabody cleanse and you give your body what it needs, Mother Nature says, I'm in charge. So that is a powerful testimony. We definitely are praying for lifting up our Vice President of Sales, Brother Boyd, Mr. Clement Boyd, as he spearheads the upcoming conference, and just pray for travel mercies, finances, just everything to operate with a spirit of excellence. We just have to pray for that. That just doesn't happen. It's when the people of God pray. So we are still covering Miss Veronica, Platinum President Veronica Williams, with the whole going of her mother and her cousin recently. We are praying for all those who we know have had health challenges. Godmother asked me to pray. Platinum President Dorothy Cook, her son goes in on Sunday. It was supposed to be today. They pushed it back to Sunday. Some for more tests on biopsies being done on him. So we want to lift up Leroy's name and keep him in prayer, and definitely keep Mom in prayer, Mother's heart, for her son. So want to keep her covered in prayer. All righty, I see we have two in the queue, our regulars. What I know, let me go to 7013. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I just want to first just say thank you. Thank you for this Master Call. It has truly been a blessing from the beginning. I can't always get on a call on my way to work or at work, but I try to listen as much as I can. It's a great way for me to start my day once I get on my knees, but it's also a reminder of how much I need to pray. And I just thank you for just being steadfast for the entire team that helps to support this call. It doesn't go without true appreciation for what you do. And I lift you up and continue prayers to continue this call, because there is a need for us to go on our knees, for us to pray more and more for all the things that we are going through. With that being said, I wanted to, I got a call last night or early this morning from one of my business partners and friends, Roberta Rice. Her brother has been, was rushed to the hospital. He has blood on the brain. His name is Robert Metz Jr. So he is in ICU, and I wanted to just add him to that list of people to pray for. Thank you.
Is this Miss Linda Kidd who didn't tell us her name from Ohio?
Oh, yes, it is.
And I am so honored. I caught your voice when you first started talking. I said, wow. I know you told me all the time that you work, and I'm always honored when you're able to get on the call. And we definitely love and appreciate you, and just thank God for those such kind words. It's folks like you who make us know why this call is so important. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I've got Roberta Rice's brother, Robert, with blood on the brain, and we definitely know our Jehovah Rapha Surgeon General can intervene. All righty, and you continue to do the great work that you have been doing in that Ohio area. Bless God. So good to hear her voice. All righty, 1061, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Okay, I muted you and unmuted you, and you muted yourself back. Let me try it again. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. It's Ashley. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. And you? Glad to hear your voice.
I'm good, and what a blessing, I have to say. I am so glad I chose to get on the call on this morning. Definitely, confirmation, God is real. I've been tussling and tussling and tussling some more over the course of the past few weeks, and I know the reason. I hear his call, but I've been asking for discernment and noticing and recognizing his voice. When I say I've been under attack and am still under attack, I've never would have imagined it would have been to this extent. Seems like there's two individuals in particular that are trying to get a hold of me. And I know God is telling me to get out. I'm asking that you all touch and agree that I make it through safely. When I say I thank God that he spoke through Minister Wanda this morning, Minister Ada, this morning, in regards to what she did speak on, I wrote everything that I could down. And again, it's confirmation. It's confirmation. I have to say it's confirmation. I thank God that you all are obedient on this call. Please don't stop. We need more of it. And for me to be 27 with two kids, I love the fact that they know at what times Mama is getting on her phone calls, and especially when we're driving in the car, I thank God that they listen to your calls. So I greatly appreciate it. Right, I greatly appreciate it. And again, I'm just asking that you guys touch and agree with me in prayer that this move is a smooth transition, and I continue to hear God and know it's God, and I also pray for the spirit of obedience.
Amen, amen. I tell you, you all are just blessing my heart this morning, letting us know how the call is a blessing in your life. You know, we know it, but it's always so good to hear it from the field. I know we are on assignment, and we are going to be obedient. Dr. PK and I were very clear when we started this journey that it was to undergird in prayer our Artist International family. And so I thank God for your comments this morning. I want to give just a few minutes more. If there's anyone else who wants to hit star six, who has a prayer request or want to give us a praise report, we would love to hear from you. Again, this is what this time is for. All right. And have our time of prayer. Again, a special thanks out to Minister Wanda for greeting today. And I am so happy and proud of my silver fox. You did an awesome job, Miss Jackie. And that was a profound word. And you already hear the feedback, Miss Ada, of how you had the on-time right word that is already blessing the heart of the listeners. So we thank God for that. Okay, I'm getting texts as I'm speaking, not sure why. Oh, okay, that's for the other call. All right, well, we're going to go on and begin in prayer and trust God that as you all go out throughout this weekend, wishing you a blessed, safe, anointed weekend, and be that minister in the marketplace with family, friends, asking the Lord to order your footsteps. Miss Jackie, before I pray, I see you came back in the queue. Is there a prayer request?
Dr. Weatherspoon, I just want to request that all those that want to be at the Ignite Conference, that the funds be made available and the doors be open and the way made so that they can attend. I know that there are some people struggling still to get there. So I am requesting that you pray for those that have a heart to be there, that their finances will line up and the way will be made so that they can attend the conference.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we always want to be sensitive to that. All right, let's go before the Lord. Spirit of the living God, our holy, righteous, mighty King, we thank you for your presence even on this call today. We thank you for the power that you're downloading, infusing into the minds, the spirits, the hearts of all those listening, reminding that your word does not return void, and you have an accuracy in the Holy Ghost to go before us, making those crooked pathways straight and the rough places smooth. And then, like Paul wrote to the church in Philippi, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Remind us of that as we stay, as we've been taught today, to stay in that posture of prayer. So in that posture of prayer, Father, the dialogue, you give us your mind. You said in 2 Corinthians 2:16 for us to ask for the mind of Christ. You told us in Philippians 4:6-8 to think on those things which are good and pure and lovely and just and praiseworthy and a virtue, to keep our mind stayed on you. So I thank you that when we do, we'll have that fruit of love coming out of us. We'll have the peace that surpasses all of our understanding come out of us. When we have it, we'll have the Sophia, the wisdom of God, with the mindset and the strategy that confounds all around us. We thank you, Daddy God, that we had a mind to press to even be on this call today. You said in your word in Matthew 18:18, that when two or three touch and agree, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Oh, it's more than two on this line this morning. So we unite, we yoke, we lock in agreement. Nobody being double-minded, nobody's mouth nullifying what we decree and announce to the heavens. And we announce to the heavens today that Dr. P.K. Roberts is healed and whole in you. We send that word, Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue. You are the great surgeon general. Every blood cell in her body, the lung capacity to breathe normally, Father, the walls of her lungs and just the strength, Father, returns the virtue. We ask you to touch this, your daughter of Zion, right now. Let her feel the prayers of her artist family, her TMC family, and utmost a touch from you. We thank you for the man of God, Mr. Clement Boyd, that you've brought to us. Father, I thank you, as I call him, the gentle giant who knows you and serves you with all of his heart. I thank you, as he's on assignment here at Artists International, you keep the blood hedge of protection around him. Keep his heart strengthened and encouraged. Father, I thank you for a spirit of unity and cooperation and being on one accord in the home office as they make it better for the field. And we as the field get out and do what we're called to do as your ministers in the marketplace. I thank you that we lift up the Diaz de Leon family. Oh, Father, we just pray for Papa and his vision, his heart. He was obedient 26 years ago and said a yes, just like we said a yes to this TMC call. And I thank you because of his yes, many other yeses have come. So strengthen this man of God. Father, you made him promises in his heart about where this company would be. We speak and decree a $1 billion industry, a $1 billion company. Now you line it up. We call in the provision for the vision. We call in the people to our teams, to our cities who will have an open heart to want to let an appointment with artists change their life. Now I thank you, Daddy God, as we pray for this upcoming Artist Ignite Conference. Daddy God, you bring in the provision. Minister Jackie reminded us, you're our Jehovah Yuri. There's no lack in you. Some call it Jehovah Jireh, but we thank you as our Jehovah Yuri that you supply our every need according to your riches. And Father, we thank you that you are boundless in your riches. And so we call in the finances from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Provision, come in, Father. I thank you that you touch the hearts of those who were supposed to give and sow and plant into those who desire to come who may not have it. I pray for the times off that are needed, for the child care that's needed, adult care for me that's needed, so that everything comes together. We pray for a spirit of excellence and unity and planning for the corporate offices. They plan for this upcoming event. Father, we call it 500 strong.
We call this conference 500 people strong. We break the destroy, the back of the enemy that is trying to hinder, destroy, and slow down artists. Artists belongs to you. So with the blood of Jesus, we apply to the doorpost first of our own hearts, to the doorpost, Father, of this company, of our homes, of our finances. And we thank you that many will come, that you're making ways out of no ways. You're bringing in provision for the vision. Now, I dispatch you, Michael, archangel of war and the garrison of warring angels, to war in the heaven for us to bring in everything that is needed for this conference to be successful. As we even go toward the end of this month, for ranks to be achieved, for goals to be met, for new enrollees, Father, that it all works together. And what the devil is meant for bad, I will laugh. Like you said with Joseph in Genesis 50, that 20th verse, you meant it for bad, but God turned it around for good. We need some turnaround for goods right now on this prayer line. And I thank you, Father, we'll watch your supernatural hand. But we'll always remember in 2016 through me, through you, through the vessels, all of us, that's when your glory will be seen, that you still use people to do miraculous things. So we say a yes, we're yielded. We say a yes, we'll be obedient. We'll say a yes, we'll be proactive to do as you speak. Go where you tell us to go. Open our mouths for our business wherever you tell us to, and we'll watch you show up and show out. We lift up Platinum President Veronica Williams. We continue to send Jehovah the just the peace of God, Father, the shalom peace of God. The Isaiah 26:3, peace that surpasses all of our understanding. We thank you for filling her heart with sweet memories of, as she called her, the queen of her mother, as she's in your presence. We thank you for peace for her heart and rest for her spirit. We thank you for Leroy. We ask for the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. Touch the crown of his head to the soles of his feet even now. And as the doctors run tests on Sunday, Father, all is well. You are the surgeon general in that room, in that hospital room. We ask you to touch. You do the blood transfusion. You do the heart regulating. You do the healing virtue of God through his body. And we send the peace of God to Godmother Dorothy Cook for her child in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we lift up our dear sister Linda Kidd. I thank you for her life. I thank you for her testimony. I thank you for the favor you placed upon her as she's building that team in that Ohio area and all across the country. I thank you that her heart yields and yearns to help others, as so many of us do. So continue to order her steps. And we call out Roberta Rice's brother, Robert, who has blood on the brain. Oh, Father, we ask you to step up with your Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. Touch every cell, organ, tissue, muscle in his brain that the bleeding stops and that a miracle in the making. I thank you. We call him the healed and the whole, that he will live and not die. There's still a work to do. We curse and cancel the chatter of others who are not speaking life. Now we speak and decree and declare life. Now I send words of comfort to Roberta and all of the family, that they fight in the spirit with words that heal, words that bring life, words that bring the victory in the name of Jesus. We speak the fight in Robert's spirit right now. We curse and cancel the assignment of the deaf angel. You have no jurisdiction now, because we have spoken by the blood of Jesus that Robert shall live and not die. We thank you for Miss Ashley on this line today. Oh, I thank you, Father, that she will make it safely. I call her decisions drenched in the blood of Jesus. I speak to her spirit the wisdom of God that surpasses even all of her understanding. Father, I decree in her heart that Isaiah 1:19, that she will be willing and obedient, willing to do it your way, obedient to everything you tell, Miss Ashley, and she will eat the good of the land, which means she will walk in great success, which means the prosperity of God will be upon her life and her heart. I thank you as that mom of those babies. Oh, she is your virtuous woman. So today, Father,
circle her. Let her feel your presence, your peace, your power. Let her know that greater is he that's in her, you Paraclete, Holy Ghost, than any demonic attack in the world. As she stands on 1 John 4, that fourth verse is a declaration to the heavenlies, announcing to all of heaven and all of hell, she is an overcomer in you, through you. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, for the spoken and the unspoken prayer requests on this line today. Father, we love you. We adore you. We worship you. We trust and lean on you. You told us how that simple declaration in Proverbs 3, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and to lean not on our own understanding. We today choose in all of our ways to acknowledge you. We know the answer. You will. You shall, decree, direct our path. So today, Father, thank you for the directing, the Holy Ghost GPS. Today, Father, thank you for building up trust in her, us, confident expectation. So as this weekend, as we go on our way, let us remember this Memorial Day weekend, the families, the sacrifices. There's a lot of kitchen tables where someone's missing because they gave their life for freedom here in America. Father, at a lot of gatherings of family, there's a husband, a wife, a father, a daughter missing because they're overseas serving, or they're even on different areas of this country protecting us. Let us not get so callous. We take it for granted. Then Memorial Day means stop and remember that others have sacrificed so that we can be free to worship you. So I thank you, Daddy God, this weekend, because it's a responsibility we accept, because we've been given the opportunity of freedom, that we stop and say, thank you, Jesus, for memorializing those folks whose headstones represent the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you this weekend as we realize we are in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and as many callously criticize our president and criticize the country, if they lived in other parts of the world, they'd be grateful. Let's get some gratitude back in our hearts with an attitude of thankfulness. We thank you, God. We thank you, Daddy God. We don't take it for granted as people of color. Oh, you brought us a mighty long way. This Memorial Day weekend, we choose to remember the sacrifices made by Big Mama and Papa and all the family members who worked 2-3 jobs so we could go to school, so that we could have opportunities they only dreamed of. And then ultimately, God, we remember you on Golgotha Hill, on Calvary, where you shed your blood so that we might be free. So as we close this call, as we go out this weekend, we have, as we soar as eagles, an attitude of gratitude, reaching an altitude where we see with eyes of faith that you're using us to write history for today, that others will study tomorrow to know that they did their part. As the baton was passed to us, we got out and opened up our mouths and shared about these great artist products. As people read about us in the past, they'll say they didn't grow weary in well-doing. They weren't quitters. They stood and fought the good fight of faith. As we remember those who fought for us, we will write history today and fight for those in the future. So we thank you, Daddy God. We love you, Father. We are grateful for the opportunity to serve you every day. So we go out rejoicing this day and all through the weekend till we come together on Memorial Day, that you, Jesus, our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you so much. Be blessed. Have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. Make sure you remember you are the King's kid. And let's go out and artist the world. Bye-bye.